Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Nun Tes Amud Beis, and we're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simon Shin Tzadi Beis, and we are at the beginning of the Ramah on Resh Nun Tes Amud Beis. We discussed yesterday about a city that was owned by an individual, a Ir Shel Yochid, and we talked about some of the halachos in terms of that you're allowed to make an Erev around the entire city, and then we talked about even when that was becoming a public city, under certain situations, you could make the Erev around the entire city, and you didn't have to leave over a part of it outside the Erev. However, but we did speak out in certain situations, you had to leave over a shiur, a part of the city outside the Erev, that it should be a heker, to remind everybody that you're only allowed to carry in the city because an Erev, and people shouldn't mistakenly think that you're allowed to carry in a Rishus HaRabim, because the large city, the entire large city, would resemble a Rishus HaRabim, and people could mistakenly think if you can carry in this large city, not realizing that there's an Erev around it, that you can carry any place. That's a quick summation of some of the dinim from yesterday. Now we begin with the Ramah, Hagah. V'tzorach shiyasu b'nehem shnei pasim shel shnei meshehuyin imhu rochav eser amos. When they make this shear, the separation over here between the main part of the city that has the Erev around it and the part that they're excluding from the Erev, they have to make sure over here that there is a clear distinction between the two different parts. Either to have two pasim, two boards over here, at least each of them should be a something, doesn't have to be a specific size, but you have two pasim over here. And that's if it's the opening between them, the breach in between them, is 10 amos or less, will be yasir miyasir, but if it's more than 10 amos, then sarat tzuras ha-pesach brings down from the Torah. In that situation, you need to have a full tzuras ha-pesach where they're separating the two areas. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Beis explains, the ilav hachi, if you don't have the two pasin over here, so then, heavy parutz l'mokom ma'asalo, then it's open to an area that you're not allowed to carry in, and as we learned previously, that would make it asir. Sivkot and Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to have the two pasin over here, the two boards, and each of them has to be a mashu. V'huadin, likewise, im osia matseva, aloso amokum l'chalik. If you're going to make over here a matseva, we're going to learn about a matseva in Sifdalit. Matseva basically is a mound of dirt, an itztaba, some sort of a platform, a raised mound of dirt over here. If you were to go and separate the two areas, the one that you're making the area for the whole city and the other area which you're excluding from the area for the whole city, that would also work over here. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, just to put a lechi or a korah, avo belechi or the korah, one of those two alone, lo mahanin l'chaluk, that would not show a separation between the two areas. He then brings down the kosu achronim, he brings down the name of the Nahar Sholom and the Beis Meir and others, the kosu achronim, the high hagod, this Ramah over here, is not going back on the immediately preceding statement of the Mechaber, lo koi adina de samuch lo, not on the preceding statement that the Mechaber made, the imrotzul ariv mavui, that if you want to make each mavui separate by itself, which we said was perfectly acceptable, then you don't have to make the whole city an Erev. You can make each separate section of the city an Erev within itself. That would be certainly fine to separate all the mavos one from the other with just a lechi or a korah. At the end of the mavui, and that wouldn't go and be a negative thing over here to not allow you to carry within that sheet of mavoyos that you made for that specific section. Because it's a large city over here, they never had an entire large area around the whole city. It never was an Ir Shel Yochid, and therefore this would not be problematic. So therefore the Ramah, when he says that you can't use a lechi or a kor over here, you must use over here Shnei Pasin or a Tzuras HaPesach, depending on the size of the opening between the area that you're including in the large city area and the area that you're excluding. So he says, Elokai, the Ramah's statement is going Adila'el, the previous statement in the Chaber, Shashir b'mavoy gufa bayis v'chotzerachas, when you're excluding in this mavoy over here a house and the chotzer, and on that, v'alzeh magia Ramah, this statement is what the Ramah is stating over here, Shetzorech shom b'emtza mavoy b'mokum shashir laso shnei pasim v'chule. In this situation, you need to have the shnei pasim or the tzuras ha-pesach. V'lo sagi, in this situation, shom b'lechi v'korah, kivin the hurgalu shom b'yachad b'osu ha-mavoy, because they're used to traveling throughout this mavoy. So within the mavoy itself, you have to go make a proper separation between the two areas. Okay, that's a conclusion really of Sif Aleph from yesterday. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Ir Shel Rabim, Sheish Lo Pesach Echad, V'sulam B'mokum Acher. Yesterday we spoke out that if you have an entrance and an exit way on both sides, that's when you must have a shiur. You must leave out part of the city from the Erev. But if you only have an exit and entrance way on one side, so that's the only way in and out of the entire city, so then you don't need to have an exclusion. You could be Meshatev the entire city, make an Erev around the entire city. So here they're telling us, if you have an entrance way on one side and you have a sulam, a ladder that leads over a wall on the other side, which we'll learn, remind ourselves that we learned in certain situations that could be a kula and could be considered a pesach. It could be ma'ariv two chatzeros if they have this ladder connecting these two chatzeros. But over here, it's not considered that it is a separate exit way out of the city just because you can go over the wall with this ladder over here. And therefore, ma'arivin is kula. The Mechaber tells us we view this as a city that only has one exit entranceway on one side, and you're allowed to make an eruv including the entire city without having to exclude any part of the city. You don't have to have this over here, because she'ein ha'sulam she'bachomo choshev kipesach. We do not consider this sulam over here to be an opening out of the city. And this would be true, afilu hemid harbe sulamos zeh b'tzad zeh. This would be true even if you had many ladders arranged over here, and even if there were adro chaves, even if there were more than 10 amos, all the ladders arranged next to each other, it's still not considered lo choshev kipesach in this situation. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yudalit explains, Betzad shekinegdo, you have on one side the exit entranceway into the city, and on the other side you have a wall, and you have ladders. Sha'ol v'yardim bochutz l'chom, and they allow you to go in and out over this wall over here via the ladders. So you have the ability, so to say, to leave the city on that side, but it's not a real full Pesach. So you might have thought, v'hava amino d'choshiv k'pesach, and therefore the chiddush over here, the Mechaber, is it's not considered Pesach on both sides of the city, and it is a city that is only one Pesach on one side, and you're allowed to make an eruv including the entire city without making any shiur. Sivkon tezvav, she'ein asulam, we don't consider the sulam over here to be a Pesach, even though ayin le'el, simen shinayin bey, sivches, delekula, nechshav k'pesach. On the certain situations, we do allow this to be considered a Pesach, connecting, for example, 2 yards together to allow them to make a joint Erev Chatzeros together. And this is true, Tezayin, Sivkot and Tezayin, Ad Rochav Eser. So this, he says, is a Tosov, it's a mistake over here. It's Sorech Lomar Ad Yosim Eser, even if it's more than 10 Amos. Even if it's more than 10 Amos, so you think this is, wow, this is definitely a Pesach over here with all these ladders lined up. Lo Mevatlan Amachitza, Lios Kippur Tzamachim Ahu. The Chiddush is that even in this situation, we don't say over here that it's breached. And this would be true if it's not even more than 10 amos, if it was the entire side of the wall had ladders over there. So this would still not be considered something that would be considered a Pesach, and the city therefore only has one Pesach on the other side, and you can make an eruv around the entire city without having to exclude anything. The Mechaber continues and he says, but if there are two real openings to enter and exit the city on two sides, but on one of the sides now, one of the sides now has a garbage dump over there. The Mishnah Berurah explains to Sifkot and Yudzayin that this garbage dump is so same mekom pesach, so it blocks the exit and entranceway on one side. Vein rabim over sham, and therefore the people can't really use this area. And he points out this is davka ashpul shel rabim. Shame it's really not. Tell this is a public dumping area that's not going to easily be removed. If it was a personal dumping area, avol ashpul shel yachid lo, then it would be able to be easily removed, and therefore would have to be concerned over here that this is two pesach. But in this situation, we have a public ashpa covering up one of the exit entranceways on one side. So in this situation, ke'ilu ein shom ela pesach achad, we also view this as a closed exit entranceway on one side, and therefore there's only one exit entranceway to the city, and therefore you'll have to make an area around the entire city without leaving a shiur. Sifkot Yudches, the Mishnah explains, however, v'impinu'es ashpa, if in fact they did go and remove this public ashpa over here, so then chazer ha-pesach l'mkomo, then it again constitutes a full-fledged pesach over there, and now you have two pesachim on the city, and you wouldn't be allowed to make an area around the entire city, and you'd have to go and make a shiur, some exclusion over here, if you making the area around the city. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Habotim Shemenichem Osom Shir, those houses that you're excluding from the city, from the Erev of the city, and you're making them the exception to the Erev. Afopish Enom Psuchalir, even though these houses over here don't actually have an opening to the city directly through their front door. El achoreim lo'ir, their backside, so to say, is towards the city. The back of the house is towards the city. Ufneim lechutz, and the front of the house is outside the city. Va'afiluhu, and even furthermore, the Mechaber says, and the Rama adds, rak ba'isechet, even if this is only one house over here, and this house is afilu beis habakar, this is a cattle barn over here, or beis hateven, or a storage grain for silo. She'enam tzrichim lariv, if they were part of a city, they wouldn't normally be required to participate in the area of a city, because they're not really mokum dira, they're not places that people dwell in. It's a barn, or it's a storage area for grain. And if they were part of a city and somebody owned them, he wouldn't have to participate in the area of that city. Nevertheless, even these types of houses constitute an effective shir over here. Osin osam shir um arvin es ashar. The Mechaber tells us that they can be excluded from the Erev and fulfill this concept of making a shir over here, an exception to the Erev, an extension outside the Erev, and therefore Ma'arvin is Ashar. And the rest of the city would be considered within the Erev of the city, and you can make the Erev for the rest of the city, excluding this small area over here of this base Bok or base Tevin. The issue footnote number 7 brings down the reasoning behind this. B'tama dovish osim is beis ha-tevin l'shira. How come this beis ha-tevin is good? Afal pish eno oser gam meno ma'orv. It's not really necessary to be part of the Erev. So how come it can serve, so to say, here's a distinct area that's not part of the Erev? Im kem b'manesh shenechshav shu m'shur. Why in this situation do we allow it to be considered a shir? So he brings down from the Atzi al-Mogim, she'esh l'farish, you can explain this over here based upon Shitas Rashi. Sha'av she'ein beis ha-tevin oser. Even though this beis ha-tevin, if it was in the city, wouldn't ruin it for them people by not being included in the Erev Chatzeros if they didn't participate. Mikom makom osu l'taltel elav. Nevertheless, you're still not allowed to go carry into this area. And therefore, kivan she'osu l'taltel beis ha-tevin, since you're not allowed to go carry into this beis ha-tevin from other places in the city, so then it is a hecker over here that it's a shear. And he says, even according to Tosos, who says you would be allowed to carry into this Beis HaTevin even if there was no Erev over here, he says, nevertheless, She'ochein oso Beis HaTevin she'nuchu l'shur yosa betulto b'shul hecker. This Beis HaTevin is different than the other Beis HaTevins that we'd be talking about you could carry into here. This is Badafka made for a hecker over here, and therefore it would serve as an acceptable exclusion from the city Erev. He brings down for the Chazon Ish, She'ein lohakel l'shar Beis HaTevin. Chazon Ish disagrees and says you shouldn't leave a Beis HaTevin over here. He passes like the Rambam and the Ritva, who say tzarech l'shir davker chotzer in beis dira. It has to be a real exclusion over here of a chotzer in a beis dira. And he further adds, he'll stop it. He's not sure. I'm tzarech shiaduru b'dira b'shabbos. Does somebody actually have to live there on Shabbos, or is it enough that it could be lived in? Whether this would be an acceptable exclusion. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chaf explains, be'afopi de besimin shinayin posak de tzrichim la'arov, even though we said that you must include the Beis HaTevin into the Erev. The owners there must participate in the Erev. Hainu kisha ochel shom gamkin. That's talking about specifically where they also eat there, even though they're not living there, but they eat over there. Kemosh kosa of Beis Yosef shom, as the Mechaber in his column commentary, the Beis Yosef wrote over there. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Ir shenishtatfu kol yoshvel chutz mimavoy yechod. If you have a city where they made an Erev around the entire city except for one mavoy. Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Kotten Chof Aleph, we're talking here, Mayri b'ir shahayusam itchilo kinyon echod. Originally this was a ir shel yochid, as we've explained in Sif Aleph in yesterday's shir in the Mechaber, that city could have its entire city made with one Erev. You don't have to leave out any shir. Kid the Messiahim, the b'ir shel rabim, because as we've learned, in an ir shel rabim, halomavur leel b'sif aleph tafilu beis b'is echod mikri Shir Koshkin Mavui, as opposed to what we learned in Sif Aleph in yesterday's Shir, that if it was a Ir Shel Rabim and you had left out one house and certainly one Mavui, that would certainly be an acceptable Shir. And he says, Vinei b'Sif Aleph, cause of the Osim Sheet of Echod, Vein Tzrichim L'Shire, in a city that was once an Ir Shel Yochid, then you're allowed to make one Erev around the entire city, even though it became subsequently an Ir Shel Rabim, because people were used to carrying within that entire city. There's somewhat of a paradox over here. With an Ir Shel Yochid, which you're allowed to make the Erev around the whole city, you must make the Erev around the whole city. And if you leave out even one section of it, you actually paradoxically ruin it for everybody else. You can't exclude one area from the city Erev. You must have the entire city involved in the Erev. As the Mechaber tells us, if it was an Ir Shel Yochid, and now they went and left out one section of it, that section will ruin it for everybody else. However, but if they built a mound over here, Matseva, the Ber Hagola, on the next page tells us is Pirush Itzdaba, some sort of a platform, some sort of a mound over here that separates this Mavui that's excluded from the city Erev from the rest of the city. So in this situation, if they made this Matseva Al Pesach HaMavui over the entranceway over here from this Mavui into the rest of the city, then Eino Oser Alem, then this is an effective barrier or separation between the rest of the city and this Mavui, and therefore, if the people in this Mavui don't participate, they don't ruin it for the rest of the city. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chav Beis, Hiskimu Harbi Achronim, the Dai Kishi Govoa Arba Tvachim. This mound over here just has to be 4 Tvachim tall. It's enough. Brings this down to the name in the Sharet Zion of many different Achronim, the Bach, the Magen Avraham, the Yeraba, and others as well. And he says as well, Va'ayin in the Arzarua, Shekos of Diboinun Gam King Shia Rochav Arba Tvachim. Not only has to be high 4 Tvachim, it has to be at least wide 4 Tvachim for it to be effective. Matseva, a mound over here to separate the Mobi that wasn't Mishtativ with the rest of the city from the rest of the city. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chav Gimel, in this situation, Eino Osar Aleihem, the Bezemagala Shemesalikats Munayir, because by putting this mound over here, they're demonstrating that they do not want to be considered part of the city any longer. Therefore, the Mechaber continues and he concludes and he says, Lefikoch, Ir Shahiso Kinyan Yochid, if it originally was an Ir Shah Yochid, and then Afilu Nazi Sharabim, even if it became a publicly owned city, Ein ma'arvin osel l'chatzorim. You're never allowed to go and divide it up into two separate Erevs. You have to have one Erev for the entire city, or else you can't carry it. Either Ella o Kula or Mavui Mavui. You have to do the entire city, or what you can do is separate out an entire Mavui by making some sort of a separation from that Mavui from the rest of the city, as we just said with the Matseva. Ubona ko Mavui, your Mavui, Matseva, Apisro. So each Mavui, if you wanted to make it into a separate Erev, would have to make a separate distinction showing that it doesn't want to be part of the city by making some sort of a mound in front of its Mavui that exits from that Mavui into the rest of the city. And each Mavui could do that if they wanted to, if they wish to, if they want to separate each Mavui to its own Erev. Kadesh lo yeser al shar hamavos. And in this way, it won't ruin it for everybody else. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chavdal, it wrote Solom, Ma'ar Mechav is telling us over here, Ho will shamar no shis halkus osir. Under normal circumstances, leaving out part of the city would ruin it for everybody else. So therefore, tzaruch lizor gam kein shalol l'chalik shitav ha-mavi l'chatzoyim. Even within one mavi, you can't go and break it up into two separate parts. Or midasasam l'chaber. And from the fact that the Mechaber didn't specify specifics over here, mashma desfir le de'afi ma'ariv l'rochbo nam yosu. This is true whether you do this by the length or the width over here. Or lo k'mo shekosav v'hagor sov sivav, as we'll see in tomorrow's shir, the Ramah has a different opinion. He does bring down, however, v'kosru achronim, and you see this in the Shaar HaTzion, the Noschafav, the Morgan of Ram, and other achronim, the chiluk hamavoi l'chatzoyin ojoser chomo mi'ischalku shemavos echod mechavero. The distinction within one mavoi is stricter than having an entire mavoi separate from the rest of the city. The v'zeh afilu yamid matzeva b'emtza mavoi k'di l'chalik echod mechavero lo mahani. Here, a matzeva within the mavoi itself, separating the left side of the mavoi from the right side of the mavoi, would not be adequate. Achreishu mokom drisa sarab, because they're so used to going through over here, so the mavoi won't show a separation. What should you do in this situation? Elaim kenyasu mechitza gavo asar tocham. They have to make a real barrier, a mechitza that's at least 10 tvachim tall over here. And he says, v'afilu lo yochal al hamavi rochav yosim yasir amos. And this is necessary even if the space over here is not more than 10 amos. It still would require a real barrier over here between the left and right side of the mavi with a mechitza at least 10 tvachim tall. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Chafei says you would be not allowed to separate it into half. Hatam kiven the mitchilo hayso kinyan yochid. Since originally it was all one big erev over here, one city, a private city. V'hur gulu ayedei zeh lios biyachad. And therefore they're used to carrying within this entire city. So heavy kichotzer achas yosra adad. And therefore it's viewed as one chotzer, and you can't separate half of a chotzer from one the other half of the chotzer unless you make a distinct separation between them with making a mechitza. Sifkot Chavav. So a matzeva al pischo would be good if they wanted to separate one mavi from the other mavi. Who had the yochel chalek aidei shiyamid tzuras haPesach b'sof kol mavi mavi. You can do this not only with a mound, you can do this with the real tzuras haPesach. Okay, the besamuch sivav, as we'll learn over there in tomorrow's shiur. The Bir Halacha in Dibra Masu Lefikach also has a whole discussion over here. What happens if the doors are closed at night? It's a city of Rabim and Dalsusim Neulos Balayla. The Mishnah Berurah over here brings down an entire discussion. What would be the halacha in this situation? And he says that there are achronim that say that this would make it into the equivalent of a Nir Shal Yochid, and others say no, it would not. It would still be a Nir Shal Rabim Ayin Sham. With this, we conclude today's shir.